a ranking of countries by the strength of its democracy, has the United States at number 36 and the first on the list of what they call deficient democracies. Hi, welcome to The Shrinks on Third, our psychology and social justice podcast. I'm psychologist Cindy Ariel.
And I'm psychologist Julie Mayer. Come on in.
Come on in and look around with Julie and I. I don't like looking around, Julie, because it seems like our democracy is in big trouble when we do.
You think? Seeing Trump become president, living through those challenging years, and experiencing American politics since then has made it all feel like something is very, very wrong.
Maybe we should have seen the writing on the wall sooner.
Yeah, that's true, Cindy, but we all kept hoping Trump was a glitch, an irregularity, something that would go away like a bad virus.
That's what we weren't looking at. You know, there were two major moments when my heart sank and I felt the nausea of true understanding. One was the morning after Trump was elected, and the next was the Nazi march in Charlottesville, Virginia.
Oh, yeah. Those were absolutely awful moments. And then there were all the things in between and ever since, and the rerun of the past, the 1930s in Germany, that we all now see in a different light.
All those moments. Looking at all of the above together, it's hard not to think about the potential decline of our democracy and, worse, the rise of conflict and authoritarianism, the fall of decorum and respect.
Yeah, no question about it, Cindy. The Democracy Index, published by The Economist Group, an independent global media and information company, ranks countries according to four regime types: full democracy, flawed democracy, hybrid regimes, and authoritarian.
So while we have the oldest democracy, it's not the strongest. In fact, our democracy in the United States is now considered a flawed democracy.
It's hard not to agree with that. At the very least, it's a flawed democracy, if not something worse.
Yep.
It actually fell in their measurements from being considered a full democracy right after Trump was elected. Although, you know, it had plenty of flaws before that, for sure.
For sure. And it just reached a new low.
Yeah. Our country's always been flawed, after all. It was founded by and to protect a racially homogeneous society and has struggled for a long time. We've had to fight for the right to vote and for civil rights, and we're still fighting. And of course, it was founded on slavery, as we've discussed previously.
So we now embrace more of our ethnic and cultural diversity. And of course, we say we're always working toward a more perfect union.
We do say that, Cindy. I think it's just words. Because it's become very clear that a union is not everyone's goal. And the way we handle our diversity, equity, human rights, and other issues is actually bringing our democracy down.
Way down. A ranking of countries by the strength of its democracy has the United States at number 36 and the first on the list of what they call deficient democracies.
That's awful. And I know we all like to be number one. So 36, that's terrible. And the 35 working democracies, well, they include countries we probably wouldn't be surprised by, like Norway, Denmark, Sweden. But there are also some surprises, like Lithuania, Uruguay, and the Czech Republic. How about that?
Yeah, we always thought we were at the top. Well, that's what they told us. And objectively, it's just not true.
We're not even near the top.
Mm-mm.
So what happened? I mean, there hasn't been an obvious siege or takeover, although there was that attempted insurrection of January 6th in 2021, we all can remember.
Yeah, there wasn't one big thing. but there's been a slow and insidious change in justice and order and other things on which democracies are ranked, like civil liberties and political culture.
Right. Some elected officials have always broken promises and compromised their bottom lines and were self-serving. Maybe they were always for sale to the highest bidder. It's just so much more obvious these days, and there are so many more of them.
And it never ceases to amaze us how much some of them are willing to move against their own best interest or that of other people for money or power or both.
Or out of fear of a bully. These days, they even seem to do it at the risk of ruining our democracy itself. They just don't seem to care about that.
Has it always been happening slowly, or is it just more in the open these days? How many times have we elected people and had hope in their agenda only to be disappointed? Many times even sold out. Once again, sold to the highest bidder.
I mean, that is how capitalism works, so we're in it. It's true. On the surface, our country still does look like a democracy. We have elections. It looks like the majority still wins, sort of, yet it clearly does not. Several presidents recently did not win the popular vote, but they became president anyway.
Yes, they win in what we're told is a free and fair election. So the leader, the president, seems to have been appointed by democracy.
So then it doesn't look like a power grab, but it definitely feels like one. And then their power grows. And we've also talked about the Electoral College before in a previous podcast and how it serves the minority, not the majority. It is not a democratic process.
Maybe it's easier for us to look over at other countries and see it happening there. We've watched the president of Turkey, Erdogan, for example, gaining more and more power.
Right. He weakens his opposition and he keeps pulling in more power till nobody can stand up against him.
That's how it goes. It's now harder to move him out of the presidency, which is how authoritarians take over. They change the rules so that they can keep as much power as possible. This is what Trump also tried to do.
And if given more chance, he'll try more, and he'll probably succeed. You know, they make rules to control the media in authoritarian countries, and they control feedback about conduct and power. It becomes an insular system.
So, and again, while our elections are free and fair, supposedly, who we get to vote for may not be, we still have the checks and balances of our democracy, but are they checking and balancing? Sometimes it feels like they're not.
Yeah. Sometimes I wonder if the people who've negotiated with people like Trump, who appear to want to be authoritarian leaders, not democratic ones, did they know what they were doing? Did they think about the outcomes?
They made bargains with the devil. And yeah, I wonder, did they realize that? Did they think it would be okay? Or did they care?
Or they just care about their own wealth? Did they think they could control the person? But then they created a monster that they couldn't control.
Like an orange Frankenstein. Hitler's often the comparison used, you know, the extreme of authoritarian rule gone wrong. And he's an extreme example that we've learned a lot from and at the same time have learned almost nothing from.
It's true, Cindy. It scares me to think that we haven't actually learned that lesson from Hitler. It was so big and obvious.
People always talk about it.
Yeah.
And yet we just watch as politicians and business people make backroom bargains, selling their souls, and often ours along with them. Have we learned nothing about the moral of this story?
The major players in our political parties spend a lot of time wheeling and dealing and keeping no room at the top for people they don't want there. And they just want to keep their power.
Well, keeping out people who are anti-democratic could be important. Lately, though, they've been letting a lot of the riffraff in.
Yeah, the tide seems to have changed enough so that someone like Trump was able to win a major party nomination once in 2016, and for sure it looks again, unless he goes to jail, which he won't, I'm sure, in 2024, even after all those charges, indictments, and just basically repulsive, horrifying behavior that you wouldn't want a family member to behave in. He's unfit, yet he could still win.
Correct. So where were the people watching our democracy? Were they asleep, distracted, or were they complicit? Why do they keep getting elected?
Yeah, money. money starts buying more and more. Trump had money, or at least the appearance of it, and he definitely had connections who had money and name recognition. He pushed himself in there and he won. And people with big money who could influence him, they're guilty. They've supported him.
Well, one of the things we need for democracy to work the way it's supposed to is political restraint on the full uses of power.
Yeah, the president has a lot of potential power to do a lot of different things, but most have restrained themselves because they're decent human beings, at least in the realm of decent human beings. They've restrained themselves from acting alone, and they've taken into account the needs and wants of other people. You know, they try to be democratic.
We do have the Constitution as a guide, and it's been a strong one for over 200 years, but it doesn't cover everything, and it still has to be interpreted and executed fairly by those in power.
Keyword, fairly. So far, lately, it has not been. People seem to think we're so strongly democratic, so strongly committed to freedom and equality, as if we've ever been, that someone like Trump couldn't really undermine it, that an authoritarian really couldn't take power.
But we've seen clearly, recently, that the undercurrent of discontent with liberty and justice for all has been stronger than we suspected. People don't want liberty and justice for all.
Doesn't seem like it. The door to disrespect has been cracked open, and Trump just threw it wide open when, as president, he violated so many norms that were there to protect and preserve democracy.
Now it's becoming the norm for people to violate the norms. Over time, especially Republicans have become outright disrespectful and disdainful of competition, laws, and morals.
Yeah, one side gets their way by obstructing the work, by holding up nominations, holding up legislation, and then nobody can move forward. The other side pushes back, not to be outdone or controlled by the other.
Sure, everybody starts to feel justified breaking the norms and rules of conduct. Voters also don't want to see their leaders being pushed around or gaslit by the other side. But where does this end?
Does it? The number of fights breaking out on the legislative floor has been unheard of in the past, and they're so rude and stupid. They're like the housewives of New Jersey or something. And those are just the most egregious acts of disrespect and unprofessionalism. There are so many more.
We've become extremely polarized along racial and cultural lines. Republicans stand firmly behind Trump, who is, as we know, a pretty authoritarian figure.
You know how we know that, Cindy? He tells us. So far, our democracy seems to be hanging in there, maybe by a thread. We still have important democratic institutions, the rule of law to some extent, and the media, which is kind of biased, all of which help sort of keep a watch over our sort of democratic values. Will they remain strong enough, or have they been losing their power and influence?
Trump has done a lot to undermine all of the above. He's politicized institutions wherever he can. Institutions that need to be neutral for democracy to work the way it's supposed to. The FBI, the Attorney General's office, the media. All of these need to be as neutral as possible. Not that they ever were neutral, but as neutral as possible. And definitely not a personal weapon or source of defense for one person or for a president.
Trump has convinced a lot of people, more than I ever would have imagined in this country, that the mainstream media targets him with lies and mean spirits. His followers have drunk the Kool-Aid and no longer believe anything the media has to say, except, you know, Fox News or some other really right-wing organizations. For the MAGA movement, there's only one point of view, the one Trump endorses, even if it's insane, and then his fans believe it. This is seriously negatively impacting our democracy.
Sometimes it truly is insane.
Yeah.
Yet, Trump's words matter. Making people doubt the election process and the press is a big strike against democracy.
It is, and that's why our democracy has fallen. It's because of the rampant mistrust, which makes it more likely that people will resort to undemocratic ways to do things in order to ward off what they believe is evil. In some cases, it seems like people actually promote evil.
I think that's true. These are things authoritarians do that are dangerous to democracy. There's been a lot of resistance to authoritarianism, but also a lot of support. What we really need is a podcast on how to save our democracy.
Well, if you and I can figure that out, Cindy, we will let you all listeners know.
Mm-hmm.
Challenging.
In the meantime, check out the group called Protect Democracy at protectdemocracy.org, which is a nonpartisan, anti-authoritarian group doing some work to try to protect democracy.
Yeah, check it out. Maybe there are some good ideas that we can all try to participate in. Thanks for listening.
You can find us at shrinksonthird.com and follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Shrinks on Third. Till next time,
take care.